Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Yuma daf Nun Aleph, and we started the last parak, the eighth parak of Maseches Yuma in the last year, Yom HaKippurim, parak Yom HaKippurim. As we know, this parak is about what we call Yom Kippur, not the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, the first seven parakim, but the what we call Yom Kippur. We mentioned that yesterday, which is a huge topic in the Bavli, and that is the word Asur. It says Asur, eating and drinking. The Gemara says Asur. That's all you have to say, Asur. What about Chayiv Karis? Right, it's a much stronger lashon that should have been used. The Gemara says, no, it's a case where it's Asur and it's not Chayiv Karis. Right, a reference to Chatzi Shir being Asur min HaTorah, and that is what Rabbi Yochanan holds in the Bavli, and that is what we hold, either based on a Svara of Chazilid's Tarufe, that the little bit could combine, and therefore that's why it's Daraisa, or it's based on the Gzeres HaKasev, Kol Chelev, any amount of Chelev, nafkamin is between those two. The Gemara wonders that according to Reish Lakish, that Chatzisir is Asar Midurabanan. So then what's the Gemara? What is the Mishnah referring to? Okay. But that does not come up, right here in the Yerushalmi. And then we went into what is the source, for Inui being food. Right, that's the last point we made. The Torah tells us, Ta'anu is not Shozechem. As we know, most Rishonim do not count an Isser Da'oraisa of eating on Yom Kippur. Alosa say. There's a mitzvah aseh of inui, right? Most mitzvahs aseh are to do something. Once in a while, we'll have a mitzvah aseh not to do something, like the mitzvah of inui. Most of the time, los aseis are don't do something. But once in a while, a los aseh is about to do something. I don't know, los samod al dam reyecha, right? Los aseh, don't stand idly by means you have to do something. That's los samod al dam reyecha. And the light. So here's another example where you have a mitzvah say that is about not doing something. And so the Gemara says, how do you know inui means, inui, which means afflict yourself. How do you know that means not eating certain foods? Maybe it means just putting yourself in pain, right? Sitting in the sun, sitting in the cold. The Gemara says, no, we have a drasha, we have a limud comparing the Isser Malacha, the two things Asur and Yom Kippur, the Isser Malacha and the mitzvah of inui. And we say, just like the Isser Malacha is referring to some Malacha that's Asur elsewhere, Shabbos, so to inui is referring to something that's asur elsewhere, and that is eating pigul and nosar. Eating pigul and nosar is a chiyuv kares. So that's why we know here too also it must be including the isser of eating pigul and nosar. So far all we know is that on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to eat pigul and nosar. Okay, that's not too much. But now the Gemara is going to expand little by little, going from chamur to kal. Because we start off with chamer, we include even kares. So now that's what we're up to. Pigulon and Venosarin. Gemara now continues. Minayin la rabos es hatevalim. How do I know to include tevel? Tevel is even misa bidei shamayim. Foods that are misa bidei shamayim. Because that's similar to pigulon osar. I guess it's before it gets even further away. Tamalamer ta'adu es nachos echem riba. Afflict yourselves. Inclusive riba marbani es tevelim sheba misa. Fine, I include tevel, which is a misa b'nei shemayim. V'lo arbes hanevela sheba misa. I won't include nevela. Nevela is an isser lav, so maybe lav again. Nevela is not only usher to eat; it also makes you tame. It's an avatuma. But here we're focusing on the eating part. Maybe I shouldn't include nevela. Tamalomer is not ta'anu if nafshos echem riba. No, include nevela also. Arbes hanevela sheba lo sase. Fall, I'll include nevela. Right, it's funny. Usually it's the opposite kind of ideas. That once it becomes more usser, then we'll include it less because of ein isser chalal isser. Right, but here it's going in the opposite direction because the original source was a chamor isser. So we're saying what's similar to that, and we're going further and further away. So maybe I'll only include nevela, which is a lo sase, velo arbes achulin, and I won't include regular food, chulin, she'enem belo sase. Maybe regular food is not usser to eat on Yom Kippur. Only things that are already usser. No, even regular food, chulin, is included. Arbes achulin. So now we're going the opposite direction. Not only usser, not only neutral. Let's go to the mitzvah area. Arbes achulin sheinav amod v'achol. Fine, I'll include chulin, which does not have a mitzvah to stand up and eat. Maybe I shouldn't include truma and maaser sheni, where there's a mitzvah to eat. Amod v'achol. Tamalomar tanu is nafshos achem riba. No, we include that too. Even when there's a mitzvah to eat, you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. One more line. Arbes atruma umayser she'ena babal tosir. Maybe that's included, where there's a mitzvah to eat, but there's no iser to leave it over. V'lo arbes akachim she'en babal tosir. But maybe I will not include kachim, which has an iser to leave it over, and therefore maybe that is allowed to be eaten on Yom Kippur. Tamalomer tanu atavshosechem riba. period. That is all makar number one for inui. We compare it to the malacha and that it's asur elsewhere. V'chulu. Interesting to try to think about every stage of this shakla v'tarya. What's the nature of the isur then? Right, a little tricky to all the different types of isurim. Isser for chulin for mitzvah. So those are a little easier. You might say, once there's a mitzvah, maybe it's not included because inherently the Torah is not going to ask for something that's a mitzvah. Okay, there's a mitzvah to eat ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim. There's a mitzvah to eat truma. Mitzvah to eat doesn't talk about it here, but shmita produce. This is a discussion in the Rishonim. The Ramban, the first mitzvah that the Ramban adds on to the Rambam. We know that the Rabbi Yochanan Fischer Perl up and others point out that all Rishonim quote this Gemara in Makkos, the end of Maseches Makkos. The Gemara quotes that there are 613 mitzvos, and the all Rishonim agree. What are those mitzvos is very not clear. Right, 90% agreed to by all the Rishonim, but those 10% is not. So the Ramban knocks out some of the Rambam mitzvahs, and he has on his own. So the first one, mitzvahs asay number one, shehosif harav, that the Ramban adds on, shenitz tavinu lecho meiser sheni ubechoros biYerushalayim lifnei akel yisaleh. It's a mitzvah to eat meiser sheni and bechor Yerushalayim. That's a mitzvah asay. V'zu mitzvah mina mitzvahs he gedola ma'od. Shenasan ba'pam l'man tilma liyira. Because if you look in Re'eh, think of the pasuk. It's that it brings to eating ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim brings to Yiras Hashem. Why does the Rambam not count this as a separate mitzvah? But our Gemara here says it's bakum va'amod va'achol. Right, to get up and eat. V'imulai ha'yadaito she'inon elo limnoa achilasan chus liYerushalayim. Maybe he counts it only as an iser asay. Right, there's an iser to eat ma'aser sheni outside of Yerushalayim, but it's not so much as a kiyum asay to eat it. V'hu alav shemano arab b'misakum, and the Rambam counts a losa asay based on the pasuk of lo suchal. Right, that's a trivia question pasuk. Seven mitzvahs learned out from one pasuk. Right, lo suchal lechel b'sharecha ma'aser tegarcha tiroshu b'sharecha v'kos b'karach v'zorcha. Right, every word there is a separate mitzvah. Shalol lechel ma'aser sheni chuz Yerushalayim. The Rambam counts that. V'halohu zal hamone lavin michlal asay. But often, if you look at the Shorish Vav, the Ramban says, the Rambam does count this as a separate mitzvah sometimes. Good. So then he continues and says towards the end, U'kimoshehu asei l'kohanim v'chato'os v'ashamos kachu l'baylim b'chelek haroi lehem. So too the Baylim. That's when it comes to Kachem, comes to Ma'aser Sheni, but that is the Ramban. So that's in terms of Ma'aser Sheni. What about Truma? So Truma is also a mitzvah, but again, it's question is how do you understand that the mitzvah? You look at the Rambam, the last Rambam in Hilchos Trumos, the last Rambam in Hilchos Trumos tells us about the bracha that one makes on eating Truma. Kol ha'ochel Truma, mivarech birchas oso ma'achol, v'yachar kach mivarech. Right, we're not used to this. Sometimes we do. Before we eat matzah, what do we say? Hamotzi and alachilas matzah. And by Marar, we would say Hadama, if we didn't say it by Karpas. But we say Hadama and Alachilas Marar. So what do you say by eating Truma? You say, Bari Pri Aitz, if you're eating a pomegranate. Bari Pri Aitz and Asher Kedushana Bigdushosa Shalarad Vitzivanu Lechol Truma. Right, that's the bracha. V'kach kibalnu v'ra'inum mivarchim afilu b'chalas chutzlaretz. We saw Kohanim in Chutzlaretz eat challah. Shegam achilas kachei agvul ka'avoda. Shnemar avodas matana etain es kuhunas kuhunaschem. That's the Rambam. Look in the Radvaz right here. V'im tomar v'ha'ein achilas truma mitzvah zaseik achilas kachim. Is it the same type of mitzvah? Eating truma, eating kachim? L'ficha chamay mevarech alei asher k'deshane b'kdeshos ha'shel Aaron. V'tzivan alechal truma. The Radvaz is uncomfortable. Truma kachim? V'yesh lomar V'tzivanu sheyochlu ha-truma ha-kohanim v'lo zarim. Sha'adar yadua shimratza ha-kohen shelo lechol truma kol yamav harishus biyado v'lo avar alasei v'yemken hechen tziva. Elevade kachu she-tziva she-tia ha-truma muteres lahem. Right? Even if a kohen doesn't eat truma his whole life, is he lacking something? Is he mevatel something? He's not mevatel anything. But still, the fact that it is allowed is enough to get the bracha. Enough to get the bracha. Says the Mari Kirk. He says, V'kivan she'achilas truma mitzvah v'adei she'sorach lavarech aleihem. So it's ma'aser sheni, because ma'aser sheni also. And then he talks about, what is there a bracha on the hafrasha? That's a question that the Ramban asks also. It says, V'yefsha lafarish debirchas achila kamar dekuli krav v'hachi ma'ri. B'shami yishlomot, she'amayitas truma tzricha bracha. Okay, this is kadshim, truma, eating. But again, this is what our Gemara says, that the Isser, the first day of, how do you know Inu is food? So you know it here from the comparison to Malacha, it's Asr elsewhere, the Chul. Okay, there's more, but let's continue first a little bit. Davar Acher, different shot. How do you know Inu means food? The Torah just says, afflict yourself. Davar Acher, Ta'anu Asaf Shosechem. Davar Shuhu Inu, skip a word, Bebeis Nefesh. Something that's Ma'ana you in your body. Bebeis nefesh, veizozu, zo achila v'shtia. Eating and drinking goes inside, and that's why we know inui is, we learn that from nefesh, the where your nefesh is, meaning in your guf. Parallel to hana, right? We know there's birchas hanehenin, one of the three types of brachas that we have. Well, do you make a bracha on every pleasure that you get? No, right? If I'm exhausted and I fall down on my couch and I sink in, it feels really good, right? But I don't make a bracha on that. So what's the only hana that I imbibe? That's what the Ramban says at the end of Brachas. Eating, drinking, smelling. Only a hana that goes inside of me. So inui is a parallel. Only a hana that deprives me from something inside. Right? So that's the inui that's going on here. Veizuhuzu achila v'shtia. Bishem Rabbi Yishmael Amru, third idea. Nemar kantadu azav shazichem. It says inui here by Yom Kippur. V'nemar lahalon v'yancha v'yarivecha. And it says by in the midbar, inui, next to the lashon of ra'ev, hungry. Ma inui she'emar lahalon inui ravon af inui she'emar kan inui ravon. Look, we had a shiur a number of years ago relating to the purpose of inuyim on Yom Kippur. Obviously, because the Torah tells us inuyim, but there are different ideas about inuyim. Either kind of opposite ideas. You know, one might say, and there's evidence in both sides. One might say that the whole purpose of inuyim is to feel uncomfortable and to, you know, to recognize that we are subject to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we're not in charge and we're not the Baalim. And once we feel, you know, in that state, we don't feel stable. We don't feel, as if we have all of our strength. So it's easier to do tshuva in that state. It's easier to feel a little vulnerable in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One idea that of, you know, we're supposed to be agitated. Rabbi Bernstein, in one of his Sfarim, writes, as long as a person is convinced he has no significant flaws, he may go through the prayers of the day, but inside he's certain that none of this really applies to him. The first step towards meaningful repentance and change is then to be agitated, to be shaken up. The complacency with which we surround ourselves throughout the year has to be removed if anything real is to happen on this day. So number one, agitation, bedafka. Another idea, though, is exactly the opposite. Exactly the opposite. The whole purpose of fasting is not to be, Hashem doesn't want us to be uncomfortable, right? After all, the only weekday of the year that there's a mitzvah daraisa to eat is Erev Yom Kippur. So Hashem wants us to eat beforehand so that we don't feel uncomfortable. But He wants us to be like angels. He wants to be like Malachim. And that's the purpose of the fast, according to one of the days. He wants us to be like Malachim. And if that's true, so then it's kind of opposite. It's not to be agitated. It's to feel good, but just to be uplifted and to be like Malachim. That's what the Medrash says in the Yalkut Shimoni and Achremos. Ra'as Samael Shalom Matzaba and Chait. Amar Levenei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What not Shalom? Yishtacha Am Echad Ba'aretz Domer LaMalach HaSharis. Right? There's a nation that's just like Malachim. Ma Malach HaSharis Yachafei Regel. Just like angels don't have shoes on. So we're about to talk about this. Kach Yisro Yachafei Regel B'Yom Kippur. Malach HaSharis Ein Lam Kfitzin. Omdin, right? We had that back in Maseches Brachos, one of our favorite lines in all of Yerushalmi. They don't have knees. Angels don't have knees. They can't jump. Angels can't jump, right? Jews can jump. Av Yisrael Omdin B'Yom HaKippurim. So too, we stand up and we have kfitzin and we could, you know, move. Ma Malachei Sharisim B'Fiyam Achila V'Shtiyah, just like angels don't eat. Kach Yisrael Ein B'Fiyam Achila V'Shtiyah, so too, we don't eat. Ma Malachei Sharis Nakiyam Mikol Chait. Kach Yisrael V'Chulu, and the Medrash continues. So again, different ideas. Hashkafically behind the idea of inui. Okay, v'lamashisha dvarim. Why are there six? What's the remez to six? Right, we usually call them the hei inuyim. The Gemara here says maybe eating and drinking can be looked at as two. Right, so What's the remez? Can I get shishu inui mamur b'torah? Parallel to the six times that inui comes up in the Torah. This is not a real limud according to most Rishonim. Remember, most Rishonim, Bali Tosfos, the Rush, all hold that the inuyim are derabanan. Derabanan. Only eating and drinking is an issa daraisa. But Tashba Shamita and Nila Sasandal, all those are issa derabanan. So the first Tosfos Yishanim here in the last parak says, quotes this Gemara and says, even though it sounds like it's learned from Sukkim, it have a smachta ba'alma. Asmachta. So asmachtas, that's what the Rush says also. So where is it? It says the word inui six times. Says the Gemara, count them up. Less than Ela Chamisha is only five. The Gemara said, no, you're only looking in Vayikra. Amar Rabbi Tanchuma, the Echad Musaf, one in Pinchas, one by the Musaf, and it also says, see, if five plus one, that's six. Birachitza, washing is one of the Isurim. Rabbi Zeira, Bar Chama, Rabbi Yosef, Bar Chanina, Meshem, Rabbi Shua ben Levi. B'Taina Sibur, we're going to compare Taina Sibur's Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. Taina Sibur here refers to the fast days that we have when it doesn't rain. Right? It gets more chamor as it goes from Maseches Tainus. So we have that level of fast, Taina Sibur, and we have Tisha B'Av, and we have Yom Kippur. So each one has its own unique halachas. So b'tainis sibur machras panav yadav araglav kedarko, on one of those fast days for the rain, you're allowed to wash your hands and feet and face, not your whole body, but you're allowed to wash around hands, feet, and face. B'tisha b'av machras yadav. Tisha b'av is one less. No, you can wash your hands, says the, according to the girsa that we have, and uma'aviran alpanav. And sometimes you have a little moisture left on your hands after you wash your hands. You could rub that moisture on your eyes and on your face a little bit, right? And that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Tuf kuf nun dalid. When we wash our hands in the morning, on Tisha B'Av, the Shulchan Aruch says, tuf kuf nun dalid yud aleph. Ula'acha shenogav nigev yadav va'adain lachus ksas. Right? After we wash our hands, there's a little moisture still on our hands. Ma'avir malenav. That's allowed, right? That's not called, washing our face on Tisha B'Av. On Tisha B'Av. So on Tisha B'Av, you can wash your hands and then have a little bit left on your face. Yom HaKippurim, Marchas Yadav, one idea less. Yom Kippur is Daraisa. So you're allowed to wash your hands, Umakancha Mamapa, and then dry them, and then Umavres Hamapa Panav. And whatever moisture got into the towel a little bit, it's a little moist, so that you could, wash, put on your face. But again, a little bit less. Again, one is allowed to wash their hands in the morning on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, right? Maybe only up to the knuckles, where the fingers connect to the knuckles, not the whole hand, but that's enough. Why? Why only up to the knuckles, right? Why do we wash our hands in the morning? Right? We have three reasons we wash our hands in the morning, right? Is it because of Yodayim Askanios? Our hands might have touched parts of our body that are usually covered and sweaty, or the Chuvas HaRashba, Birya Chadasha. It's like with a Kohen about to do the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. So we wash in the Kiyor. But according to that, we'd have to wash our feet too. I don't think that's the Minug. But we wash that. And number three, Ruach Ra. Number three, Ruach Ra. So even if you want to say the first two are, and it's a Misa Durabanan, Misa Durabanan. So even if you want to say the first two we can knock out on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, maybe okay, so you don't be a Bir Chadasha today. And Davis Kani also just rub your hands on wood. But Ruach Ra, there's no way to get out of. So that's why, you know, even on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, we're allowed to. It's like, just like you're allowed to wash your hands to get dirt off on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, so too on Ruach Ra. It's spiritual dirt. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Tav Kuf Nun Dalid Yud. Right, the sift right before the one that we just read. No tal adam yadav shachris, a person can wash their hands, Tisha B'Av morning. Vitzorach lizar shlolito yadav ela atzof kishri esbosav. Only up to the knuckles. Only up to the knuckles. Why are you allowed to wash your hands? Mishnah Berurah. Mishum ruach ra'a hashora al hayadayim. Because of the ruach ra'a. Tehavile kimaluchlach betit ubetsoa. It's like your hands are full of mud. Right? And soa, worse than mud. Demutter, that's mutter. Ayin beis Yosef, ayin bir agra. Lachay nirali. Ooh. Shalo yivarech al natila shadayim b'shachar sachar natila. Says the Mishum Rebbe, maybe you shouldn't make a natila. Natila shadayim, we make brachas when we're most of Kedusha. So according to the other two reasons, or at least the reason of the Rashba bir chadashi, she said natila shadayim. But just to remove Ruach Ra, when you leave a cemetery, you wash your hands. There's no bracha. To remove a problem, you never make a bracha. There's no bracha on Mayim Achronim, right? There's no bracha on kashering, right? Only tevila. Those are three examples. Leaving a cemetery, Mayim Achronim, and kashering. No bracha. because all of those are just to remove a problem. You don't make a bracha when just removing a problem. You don't make a bracha when you're being mosif. So says the Mishnah Berurah, maybe you shouldn't make a bracha in the morning on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. Rak achar she'asa tzrachav yitol yada, but after you go to the bathroom, then you know for sure yadayim askanios, and then you have a chiyuv to wash before, so that's why we will wash our hands then. Yitol hazi v'ragad adil yadayim mishum tefila. I'm sorry, Mati Yehuda. Mutter lechaz afal tefilas mincha. Kamechabri ashchina. Okay, that's the, and the Kohanim, when they dochin, they wash their hands up until the wrists on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. Okay. So that is a little bit about the washing. So we have different halachas about washing one's hands on Tisha B'Av, on the fast days, and on Yom Kippur. Reb Yona Tari Martuta. Reb Yona used to soak like for the word smartut, used to soak a garment on Erev Tisha B'Av, or Yom Kippur, and then he used to put it like under a jug in order to like squeeze most of the moisture out, and he had that little shmata and rag to wipe himself with on Yom Kippur. The Hatani says the Gemara, wait a minute. This Gemara, we just said this, Brisa says that there's a difference between Tisha B'Av and the fast days in Yom Kippur. There's a difference regarding washing, but we have a Brisa that says, Ein Bein Tisha B'Av, the only difference between Tisha B'Av and Taina Sibur is regarding Isser Malacha. On Taina Sibur's, there's a technical Karon Isser Malacha. On Tisha B'Av, there is no Isser Malacha, but the Minag is not to do Malacha. The Minag is to do Malacha. So that's so you see that there's a difference only regarding Malacha. So regarding Rechitza, it should be equal. So how can we just say that there's a difference between the Halachas of Rechitza. So answer, no answer. No answer given into the Gemara. But we continue. Other halachas. Hayaholech etzal rabo etzal bito. If somebody's going to see their Rebbe, to see their daughter, that's an important question about that girsa. Some take that out. Right? Is this only mutar l'tzorach mitzvah? Going to see your daughter, is it tzorach mitzvah? Right? Going to see your Rebbe is tzorach mitzvah. Daughter is pashas. Going to visit your daughter on Yom Kippur afternoon. Maybe it's a case where she has a bunch of little kids and, you're going to help her. Maybe that's called tzorach mitzvah. Just says Esobita. Uva avar bayam obanar enochoshesh. You have to go through water to get there. Don't worry about it. That's mutter. That's not called a rechitza shell. Any type of rechitza. Because you don't have kavana for that. We don't say psik resha when it comes to the isser of rechitza on Yom Kippur. Nitanfu raglov. If your feet get wet, matil mabayim enochoshesh. You also have to wash your feet if it got dirty. Hori rebi ba. Kehin Tanya. Rabbi Yehuda Paskin, like this, Brisa. Hoi Rabbi Acha, Bebaman Aderech, Vayoraglov Kehos, Alav. If somebody just traveled, and his legs are very weak, and he feels that he needs to wash them, just to strengthen them, Shemadullah Chetz Mamayim, again, all different types of washing, that are not for washing purposes, but are just to remove a problem, to remove pain, to remove dirt, that is all going to be, allowed. Period. One more line regarding Rechitza. Tani. Avel, I'm sorry, now we're switching over to Ni'ilas HaSandal and Sicha and others. V'chein, Avel u'menudeh. In Avel u'menudeh, a novel usually is not allowed to leave their house during Shiva, but let's say it's for whatever need, it's a hefsid. Avel u'menudeh, or somebody who's excommunicated. Right? The Gemara Baba Moed Katan tells us that there are parallels between the Nihugim of an Avel and the Nihugim of a menudeh. Avel u'menudeh, shayim ha'chab aderach l'tar midas HaSandal. They're allowed to put on shoes as they travel. L'kishayavo ba'yir yachlasu. Right, when they come into the city, you take off their shoes. So the nilas asandal, if you have to travel, you can put them on. V'chein b'tishuvah, v'chein b'tana sibur, same thing. Period. B'sicha, smearing, anointing. Gahad d'tani. So we have the following brisa. B'shabes bein sicha shishotana bein sicha shishotana mutter. If I'm using oil, right, so we're not getting into any issues of mimareach. Oil, liquid. Am I allowed to smear oil on Shabbos? Says the Gemara, yes. Sometimes you smear oil for refuah purposes. Right, and there's nisa drabanan of refua. But the Gemara assumes that people smear oil even if they're not sick. Right, so it's called machal briyim. Anything that a healthy person does is not included in the gzeira of shchikas samamanan. So on Shabbos, you're allowed to smear. B'yom ha-kippurim, bein sicha shi shaltanek, bein sicha shi eno shaltanek aser. On Yom Kippur, all sicha is aser, even not shaltanek. That's why all deodorants are aser on Yom Kippur. Right, even if it's not for tanek, it's just to remove a bad smell, that's also aser. Petishabav, Ubatana Sibur, it depends. Sicha shi shaltayna gasser, if it's shaltayna gasser, shi ina shaltayna goes just to remove a problem, it's not for pleasure, mutter, that is okay. But you see from here, though, the Gemara is going to be medayik, that there's a difference between sicha and shtia, where we have a lashon of sicha kishtia or not kishtia. Because smearing also goes into my body. Do you consider that like drinking? if I drink through my mouth and I drink through my skin, right? Sicha kishtia. But you see from this brisa, it's not exactly the same. Because on Tisha B'Av, you could do sicha she'ena shel tainug. You can't drink anything. So the Gemara says, V'atani shava sicha l'shtia. But don't we have a brisa that says sicha and shtia are always the same? Answer, no, it's the same for some things, but not for other things. L'isser u'l'tashlumen. It's they're both usser and tashlumen. If bishogeg, let's say, by truma, if I'm a czar and I smeared oil on me bishogeg or I drank bishogeg, then I have to pay the kohen. Bishogeg. Avalola onesh, but for onesh, bemazed, only sicha. Sicha is not included, shtia. It's not exactly the same as shtia. That's how the Karban Eda explains. Right, for tashlumin purposes, is considered shtia, and therefore I not only have to pay the kohen, what do we always say, have to pay the kohen a chomesh more, if a Yisrael eats truma bishogeg. So here too, if he smears bishogeg, he has to pay a chomesh more. It's not just called being mazik the truma, it's called drinking. But for onesh, not. V'yom ha-kippurim le'isra v'lo le'onesh, and for Yom Kippur, it's similar to the isser, sicha and shtia are both aser, avalo le'onesh, but not for the onesh, it's not the same, right? Shti is kares and sicha is not kares. It sounds like, again, reading different Gemaras, it sounds like they're both daraisa here from this line. It doesn't sound like that one's drabana, one's daraisa. So again, each line you have to figure out, does it sound more like the Rambam, that all inuyim are daraisa, or more like Bali Tosfos and the Rush? Says the Gemara, one second, v'atani v'lo yichalalu. But the Pasuk says, don't be mechalal. Don't, lohavias asach v'zashos, the Brisa says, included in chilul, which we assume is the full isser, including onesh, that includes drinking truma and smearing truma. So you see, smearing truma is included in the onesh. Answer, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, unless kan sach. No, Rabbi Yochanan says, take out sach. No, don't have sach in that Brisa. We had this Brisa a couple of mesechlas ago. So Amar Rav Avmari, in less kan sach, what, you taking out sach? You can't take out sach from the brisa, because if you take out sach, less kan shosa. Shosa doesn't make sense there. Why? Because then you're saying the v'lo yechalalu pasuk is only telling me that you can't drink truma if you're a czar. We know that from another pasuk already, by the eating pasuk. And you have to say it learned that from the eating pasuk, because we're about to say eating and drinking are mitztaref. So if you take out sach from this brisa, then the only thing you learn from this brisa is shtia, but that's not true, because you learn shtia really from the other pasuk. So Rabbi Yochanan, you can't do that. Right? Dalkane, that means like d'ilokane, if you don't say that, davershu ba mishnei lavin mitztaref, drinking and eating, if they come from two different psukim, they can't combine, and we know they do combine. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan, you can't take out sach. You can't take out sach. Period. Finishing up just this little tangent about Truma and Meiser Sheni, Minayin Shu Mechuver Ba'asei. How do you know it's at least learned out from the Asei that what? That's an Isser of smearing Meiser Sheni oil. At least as an Isser Asei, there's no lav. It's not included in Meloya Chalalu. But how do you know it's at least in an Asei? Amar Belazar, B'Shem Rav Simi. You know it from at the end, the Kisavo, Vidvi Meisris. Velo Nasati Mimeno Lames. We say that I did not give Meiser Sheni oil to a dead body. What does that mean? Ma'anin kayamin. How would you give Meiser Sheni, what do you mean oil? Meiser Sheni money to sell it to buy something. So, im lahavilo aram v'tachrichin, is it that I am declaring that I didn't buy shrouds with my Meiser Sheni money? So of course that's true. L'chayu aser kol shekin l'meis. What do you mean? You're not allowed to buy clothing for a live person with Meiser Sheni money. Obviously for a dead person. That can't be what the pasuk is referring to. What must the pasuk be referring to? That you're allowed to buy for a live person, you're allowed to do for a live person, asal ameis. Haviomer ze sicha. Sicha smearing, that you're allowed to smear a live person in Yerushalayim from Meiser Sheni oil, but not, you're not allowed to smear a dead person. So that's what's being referred to. Period. So that's a little bit in terms of sicha. Now we get to ne'ilas asandal. Shoes, tani, kol elo shamru azir menilas asandal. Anytime when we say it's usher to wear shoes on Yom Kippur, yasal aderech, noel, if you have to travel, you have to walk through from city to city, you can put your shoes on just to protect your feet. Yigiyah lekrach cholets, but once you get to the city, you got to take them off. V'chein ba'avo, v'chein b'menuda. Same halachas. Is tani tani yotzin ba'amphalia? Some say you can wear amphalia. It's a type of strong socks that they used to wear instead of shoes. Some say you can wear those on your Yom Kippurim. This tani tani ain yotzin. Some say you can't. Amar v'chizda mant amar yotzin. Mampayo shal beged. The one that says it's allowed is talking about cloth. Manta Amar Enyo to Mapa Shalor, leather, right? Only leather has the status of shoes. There is a question in the Rishonim, there's a Balamar being, does shoes have to be uncomfortable? Nilas Asandal. Right, nowadays, many people wear the same shoes that they wear all the time. It just doesn't have to be letters. They'll just wear Crocs to Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. So is there anything wrong with it? You have to put rocks in your Crocs, right, in order to feel the discomfort. So there's some of the Achronim talk about that. Most assume not. Not a shoe. But again, in the days of old, most shoes were made of leather, and that's why it got that status. Rabbi Yisrael Bar Nachman Salak L'Gabi Rabbi Shimon Levi. B'Levi Tzom Araba. He went to visit it on Yom Kippur. Nafak legabe lavush sulisa. He comes out wearing a type of slippers. Amarle maudain. What is this? Amarle istinisana. I'm an istinis. I can't not have shoes on my feet, and therefore I'm allowed to. So again, is that saying that it's not leather? So it was the Korban Eda says it was like a reed shoe. So maybe he assumed that you should be barefoot. He's like, what are you doing? He's like, no, I gotta wear these. Would you go as far as to say, let's say the Rambam, the Nilas Asandal is Daraisa? Would an istinis be allowed to do that, like a kala and a melech? Like the Ran says that masra kasa v'chachamim, that would be difficult. That would be difficult. But maybe this is not the issur d'oraisa. Anyway, it's not leather. Rishu bar Nachman, salak l'gabei Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, b'leili tanisa, nafak l'gabei lavush sulisa. Also, he's wearing slippers. Amalei ma'odein, amalei istinis, ani am an istinis. Rav Samoy, chamune nafik b'leili tanisa, lavush sulisa. Rav Samoy also was seen wearing these slippers on Leil Hatinus. Chatam and min Rabbi Mani, hori lachad min krevi denasia. One of the students of Rabbi Mana, paskin for one of the relatives of the Nasi, mil basulisa, you're allowed to. Amarle, on min hada, where'd you get this psak from? Amarle, min Rabbi Shua ben Levi, you. I got it from Shua ben Levi. Amarle, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, istinis ave. Who says this is for everybody? Maybe he was an istinis. So maybe you can't, paskin that way for everybody. Okay, so therefore, istinis though seems to be, allowed. Ubitashvish Amita, starting the next, Inui. Isa Chami, 1 second, says the Gemara. Barachitzahu Aser. Bitash Amita Lakol Shekain. What do you mean? You're not allowed to go wash yourself. We already established that on Yom Kippur. So obviously, Tashvish Amita would be Aser. Why? Because the Gemara is assuming in the days of Takanas Ezra. Ezra Sofer said every time a husband and wife are together, so then, before davening, before learning, you have to go to the mikvah. Go to the mikvah for Balkari. So says the Gemara, you're going to daven the whole day on Yom Kippur. And you're not going to wash. What, so you're going to be with your wife on Yom Kippur and then you're not going to be able to daven the whole day? So obviously, if once Rechitz is Aser, then Tashra Mita is Memela Aser. Says the Gemara, two answers. Tiftar, B'makam She'ein Tovlin. No, it's a place where the Minog never took hold. B'makam She'ein Tovlin. This is huge. This is the Rishalmi, right? Similar to the Bavli. The Bavli, that the Minog of Tachanis Ezra never took hold and therefore it's not binding. Right, that's number one. Tiftar Makam She'ein Tovlin. O Kodem Shiskin Ezra Tfila Balakarian. Or the Mishnah is at a time beforehand. You're right. After Ezra made a takana, you don't have to say Tashmid Midas Asr, Memela is Asr. But beforehand, not today is in the Gemara. Right? According to the Rishonim in Brachas, we don't have time to go into it now. The Rishonim in Brachas discussed, like, if it was a real takana Ezra, how could the later generations be Mevatalit? Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, Divrei Torah Einam Makablin Tumah. Right, how could they be mevatalit? But again, that's a question in Maseches Brachas. Okay, I guess we'll have to stop here. Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, Hashem, we'll pick up next time in this discussion of Inuyim of Yom Kippur.